Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Well, every year on June 16th at many places in the world, Bloom's Day is celebrated. It will be celebrated this coming Monday, June 16th, at Old Books on Front Street here in downtown Wilmington. And here to tell us all about Bloom's Day and this year's special aspect of it is Gwynifar Roller, who is the owner of Old Books on Front Street. I call her the goddess of books.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And with her is James Jarvis, who is part of the celebration this year. James is a jazz pianist and improvisation artist, a composer, and he is here to be part of the celebration and to be part of the interview today. So, Gwynifar and James, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about, first of all, what is Bloom's Day, for those who don't know.
Bloom's Day is the international celebration of James Joyce's book, Ulysses, and by extension, James Joyce. The main character in the book is Leopold Bloom, and all of the action in the book takes place on June 16th. And I'm told, though I haven't had a chance to experience it in person, that in Dublin it is a remarkable day where everybody goes to all the locations described in the book in costume. They eat all the food, drink all the drinks, and read the book aloud. But around the world, there are a variety of celebrations on that day. The most common is to do a marathon reading, which is done at a lot of bookstores and libraries and literary events around the world. And we did that several years ago. Jamila was part of it.
It was a wonderful day.
Bob and Cleve, we had a lot of really wonderful people participate.
Including children.
Yes. And even though Ulysses is not a G-rated book, we did have a couple of sections that were pretty child appropriate. And Lily and Abel Zuckerman read, Jonah and Maya Siegel, and then Becky Lee's daughter, Emma, who is 5, getting ready to turn 6, was so determined that she was going to get to read aloud as well. And she read a paragraph aloud, and I just burst into tears. I was like, there's amazing. A future for this world culturally.
There you go. Now, the celebration at Old Books on Front Street this year, it's Monday, and it'll start at 7 in the evening and go until everybody falls over, right?
Right, yeah.
And what's going to be happening this time is something you've never done before. It's a marionette show. Tell us about that, Gwynifar, and then we'll find out what part James Jarvis is playing in
that. I think that this is a wonderful example of how organic our arts community really can be. We try to do something different every year for Bloom's Day so that it's not just us advertising the same event over and over again. And maybe 10 months ago, I was talking longer ago than that with Nina and Brian Cornier. A lot of people know Nina's work because she's the co-editor of Wilma and the Wilmington Business Journal. But she also makes marionettes. She went to the Rhode Island School of Design. Her talented husband, Brian, is an actor in town that you've seen on stage a lot, most recently in the Bernard Slade play at Big Dog in February. And together, they have made 3 to 5 marionettes. Three that are specifically characters from the book, but there are some additional marionettes that showed up in the show. And it had started with a discussion about having an art show for the marionettes. And I was like, well, you know, if you're going to do it in June, that's right around Bloom's Day. Do you want to do some of the characters from the book? And we could tie the theme in with that. And he said, oh, yeah. And, you know, they're functional. They can be performed. I won't perform them. You have to find someone to perform them. But they are functional. And when you think puppets in town, you think Gina Gamboni.
Absolutely.
You know, and I have an admiration and an adoration of Christy Grantham, who's an incredibly talented actress. And every opportunity I can to have Christy perform in our space, I try to find a way to make that happen. So Christy and Gina are actually performing the marionettes, and they have been practicing with them all week. And we picked a section of the play that was an accessible. There's a play within the book. Like, in the middle of the book, there's 120-some-odd page play. And we picked a section that has basically 3 characters in it. And then 6 weeks ago, maybe, James Jarvis, okay, actually, let's go back a year. A year ago in September, James walked into the bookstore. I'd never met him before. And he said, I'm looking for a place that my piano can live and I can play it, a public place, and other people can play it and we can have a public art experience. And I said, look no further.
Wow.
And ever since then, every Sunday, he comes in and plays piano.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Gwenifar Roller, and in just a second, you're about to hear James Jarvis. We're talking about old books on Front Street, celebrating Bloom's Day this coming Monday, June 16th, from 7 in the evening on and on. And there will be marionettes, a marionette show based on the play within a book, from the play within the book Ulysses by James Joyce. Gina Gamboni and Christy Grantham will be powering those marionettes. And James Jarvis, let's bring you in now, and we'll talk about your piano. You'll have to tell us about her and her name, and we'll talk about the music that you're creating for this show. Tell us about your piano and about you.
Okay. Well, the piano is a 1960 Yamaha Studio upright piano. It's been around town in different venues for several years. It's one of my utility pianos that I like to share with the public. It's just been a beautiful coming together of people that love literature and music at the bookstore, and anyone's welcome to play the piano through the week. You can find me there every Sunday afternoon performing my jazz compositions.
So you're a jazz pianist primarily, and you love to do improv. And now talk about this play within the book and what those marionettes are doing, and then how your music contributes to that. And what sort of, you know, is this music that you've composed ahead of time, or is it improv, or what?
Well, once I went back and reviewed Ulysses and thought about the timeline, we are all influenced by everything around us. And what I found was I had been working on a piece of music that had a lot of influence of Maurice Ravel, who lived from, I believe, 1857 to 1933. So he was alive at the same time that James Joyce was writing. And I think that that's a nice fit for the play. The music itself, I hope that it will fuel the movement of the marionettes, and that it will be a great way of people to have this ambient music with the storyline and the marionettes. It's going to be a beautiful thing, and I just hope everybody plans to come out and experience it.
And as you said before our interview, you have composed something, but there's lots of room within that composition to improvise.
Yes, as a jazz pianist, we tend to live in our music in the now. Even when it's a prepared composition, we always leave space open for improvisation within the piece. And most composers have done that throughout history. And so I think it's going to be just a wonderful coming together of literature and music and theater. And everybody should come out and see it.
That sounds great. Gwenifar, what is the play within the book about, that it's able to be done by marionettes? Can you give us any little flavor of that? Don't have to tell the whole story, but just...
Ulysses is stream of consciousness, and it is the first completely stream of consciousness novel published in the English language. And at a certain point, Joyce just switches to a play format where he's not even doing expository work around the dialogue anymore. And so you really just have all the characters talking with each other, and it is a play format. And we have picked, towards the end of the play, a portion where Stephen Dedalus and Leopold Bloom have left a whorehouse and are wandering about Dublin. I should say that this is, when you say marionettes, a lot of people think the Muppets, and this is not geared at 3 and 4 year old children. This is adult literature. And
do we have a Madame Marionette?
Yeah, Mrs. Bream, and who was his childhood infatuation. And we would like people to bring older children that they would like to expose to literature, pardon the pun, but this is not a children's show, and we just really do need to say that.
Exactly. This is all happening on Monday for Bloom's Day at Old Books on Front Street, 249 North Front Street. If you have any questions, you can go to their website, oldbooksonfrontst.com, oldbooksonfrontstreet.com, or you can call 910-76-BOOKS. You can meet James Jarvis, hear him accompanying the marionette show on his beloved piano, Estelle, who lives at Old Books on Front Street. And you can meet Gwenifar. You can see Gina Gamboni and Christy Grantham working the marionettes that have been created by Nina and Brian
Cornier.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much
Thanks
for coming in today.
Oh, no, thank you.
This is WHQR.